From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Every year, doctors install devices called stents in the coronary arteries of 500,000 Americans. They're like little soda straws made out of a metal mesh. They're supposed to keep arteries open and blood flowing. But in as many as a third of these patients, the arteries reclog. When that happens, patients need repeated operations, and some need bypass surgery. Now, there is a new kind of stent that may prevent these complications. As NPR's Richard Knox reports, doctors can't get enough of them.
The new stent is coated with a chemical scientists discovered nearly three decades ago in soil samples taken from Easter Island. They hoped it might be a new antibiotic, but that didn't pan out, so they put it on the shelf for years. Then in the 1990s, researchers found the chemical blocked the growth of cells that line arteries. That led to the idea that they could coat stents with this chemical. They thought that might prevent the reclogging that often happens with conventional stents. A series of studies led the Food and Drug Administration to approve the first drug-coated stent in late April. Dr. Jeffrey Moses of Lenox Hill Hospital in New York City says it's a landmark in the treatment of heart disease.
It's probably the biggest development in a decade. It's a revolution. I mean, this is a big deal.
In only 5 months, the devices have changed the way most patients get treated.
The latest survey is 60% of all patients getting stents are getting at least one drug stent. By next year, I would suspect that it'll be much higher in the 90% range.
Moses headed a large study of the new stent, published in this week's New England Journal of Medicine. It shows that even patients at highest risk of failure with old-style stents do dramatically better with the new drug-coated type. 9 months later, their need for new artery-opening procedures was 77% lower than those with the old stent, and they had 85% fewer heart attacks.
This was in a much more diverse and what we call real-world group of patients than the other studies have been conducted, and the others were sort of an ideal, very low-risk patients.
Moses and his colleagues own stock in Johnson & Johnson, which makes the new stent. But even heart specialists without a financial interest are clamoring for the new device. Dr. Deepak Bhatt is a cardiologist at Cleveland Clinic.
Up to this point in time, demand has outstripped supply. It's not that there aren't any of these drug-coated stents. There certainly are. It's just that as we are placing them more frequently, as we're placing them in more arteries at a single time, that might mean towards the end of the day we might not have as many as we'd like.
The situation's different in Europe, where the new stent has been on the market a year longer. Dr. Andrew Marks of Columbia University says European countries are more skeptical that new technologies like this will actually save money in the long run.
Colleagues there tell me that they have put in hardly any of them because of the cost, because they're not covered by the insurance programs there, and only patients who are willing to pay out of pocket get them.
Even here, the economics aren't simple. The new stent may cost hospitals big because they make a profit on patients who need open-heart surgery and angioplasty procedures to reopen arteries. Still, most analysts think the new technology will save the system money, even though the new stent costs about $2,500. That's 2.5 times more than the old model. The new one is expected to have competition soon, possibly driving the price down. But Dr. Campbell Rogers of Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston says the benefit to patients is what counts.
This is huge. There are patients who come back time after time after time and either are resigned to the fact that they will need repeated angioplasty procedures, or eventually everyone reaches the frustration level where they end up having open heart surgery and bypass surgery. It is a recurring problem.
When a new technology can help tens of thousands of patients avoid that, nobody's really counting the costs. Richard Knox, NPR News.